Photo: Georgia Democrat lawmaker urged to repent for mocking God during abortion bill hearing. By Amy Furr on March 27, 2025. A Democrat state lawmaker in Georgia is taking heat for her reaction during a debate about the killing of unborn babies. The issue surrounds House Bill 441 that would essentially equate abortion to murder at the time of conception, according to a WSB-TV article published on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Western Journal reported the bill was assigned to the Georgia House Non-Civil Judiciary Committee and tons of people from both sides of the issue showed up for the hearing on Wednesday. The outlet said, Georgia Democratic State Rep. Darshan Kendrick decided to mock God and ridicule Virgil Walker, the vice president of G3 Ministries, as he testified in favor of House Bill 441. The Foundation to Abolish Abortion shared the images in a social media post on Wednesday, showing Walker delivering his remarks while Kendrick held up the signs. One of them read, America and Georgia are not a theocracy, while another one said, Your God is not everyone's God. In his post showing the images, G3 Ministries President Josh Bies said, I would urge Darshan Kendrick to read Psalm 2. I would urge her to repent and do what God has called her to do in her civil responsibility according to Romans 13. Social media users responded to the Foundation's post featuring Kendrick's sign, with one person writing, She pushes her own theocracy where man is its God. In a post on Wednesday morning, Walker said, HB 441 doesn't criminalize women. It criminalizes murder. If we won't apply the same law to the preborn as we do the born, we don't believe in justice, we believe in convenience. Georgia, do the righteous thing. Give the bill the hearing it deserves. In a later post on Thursday, Walker wrote, I'm an abolitionist because Jesus is Lord of every realm, including law and justice. Abortion isn't just a private sin. It's a public crime against image bearers of God. It deserves full legal accountability. Anything less is rebellion against him. Kendrick on Wednesday shared more images from the hearing that showed her holding signs, including one that read, Pregnant folks need care, not criminalizing. She wrote in the post's caption, Because what we're not doing in this year of our Lord is talking about my uterus and using Christianity to do it. Nope. The news regarding Georgia and abortion comes after the Supreme Court of the United States overruled Roe v. Wade, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures, Breitbart News reported in June of 2022. A few years prior in 2019, Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp had signed into law the heartbeat abortion bill that banned most abortions once a baby's heartbeat is detected, per the Breitbart report.